The FWBO is definitely a Buddhist spiritual movement, but it does not confuse Buddhism with any of its Eastern cultural forms. In the same way, the FWBO does not identify itself exclusively with any particular sect or school of Buddhism. Not with the Hinayana, not with the Mahayana, not with the Vajrayana, not with the Theravada, or Zen, or Shin, or Nyingmapa. It's just Buddhist. At the same time, it does not reject any of the sects or schools that have arisen in the course of the long history of Buddhism. It appreciates them all, and it seeks to learn from them all. It takes from them whatever it finds contributes to the spiritual development of the individual in the West. For instance, in the FWBO, we teach, as regards meditation practices, the mindfulness of breathing, the mindfulness of in and out breathing, and the metta bhavana, the development of universal loving kindness. These practices, these techniques, we take from the Theravada tradition. We recite the sevenfold puja. This is from the Indian Mahayana. We chant mantras. This is from the Tibetan tradition. And then, of course, there is our emphasis, our famous emphasis, on the importance of work in the spiritual life. And this, of course, is a Zen, even a typically Zen, a characteristically Zen emphasis. You know, the great Zen master in China said, a day of no working is a day of no eating. I don't know whether any of our friends have ever gone without eating for a day, but I think they don't very often go without working for a day. So, we also have certain emphases in the FWBO which are not found in any extant form of Buddhism. There's an emphasis on right livelihood. There's an emphasis on going for refuge. And then there's our principle of back to the beginning, or more and more, of less and less, which needs a whole talk to itself, so I'll say no more about it now. But at the same time, though we take what we need for our spiritual development from all these sources, our attitude is not one of eclecticism. Eclecticism is a purely intellectual attitude. We take different things, yes, from different forms of Buddhism, according to our actual spiritual needs, not in accordance with any preconceived intellectual ideas. We take whatever will help us grow under the conditions of Western life. And we adopt much the same sort of attitude towards the Buddhist scriptures. There's an enormous number of these, as you've already gathered. We can't possibly read them all. In fact, we're not meant to. They represent the same basic teachings in varying degrees of expansion and contraction. So we read and we study intensively whatever we find most helpful to us in the spiritual life. And in the FWBO, study texts are drawn from all sources, from Pali, Sanskrit, Chinese, Tibetan. For instance, the Udana, which is found in the Pali Tipitaka, the Bodhicharya Avatara, which is a Sanskrit Mahayana work compiled in India, the Dhyana for beginners, which is based on the lectures of a great Chinese master, and then Dual Ornamental Liberation, the work of a Tibetan master, the Songs of Milarepa. The songs are one of the greatest of the tantric yogins of the Buddhist tradition. So from all this, in these various ways, we can begin to see the nature of the relation between Western Buddhists, or at least Western Buddhists in the FWBO, and Eastern Buddhism, that it will say the various Eastern Buddhisms. But perhaps at this point another question arises. It's agreed, let us say, that the FWBO does not follow Eastern Buddhism as such, does not follow Eastern Buddhist culture. But the question is it trying to create a distinctively Western Buddhism? Is it trying to express Buddhism in terms of Western culture? Well, the answer is both yes and no. It depends upon what one understands by Western culture. We're not against Western culture as such. I mentioned earlier on that some people in the FWBO are inspired and greatly inspired by Goethe, Blake, and so on, and this is completely acceptable because there are affinities between different aspects of the work of these great poets and philosophers and certain aspects of Buddhism. But this is not true of Western culture as a whole, especially current Western culture, including our social and our economic systems. Western culture as a whole, as it at present stands, is quite incompatible with Buddhism. So there's no question of our seeking to express Buddhism in terms of that culture. It's more a question of Buddhism, Western Buddhism, finding expression in a new Western culture. That is to say, a culture which would, in its own way, on its own level, help people to develop, if not spiritually, at least psychologically. And in creating that culture, we would, of course, keep the best elements of the traditional Western culture, but a lot would have to go.